actually cost it is about 2 million. That includes both sections, both the rural and urban sections. But we don't control the rural portion, but we need to, what we include in our TIP would be the projects that's included in within the core MPO boundary. Our boundary is the urban portion. So our portion would be like 58% of the project. So yeah, so the construction would be around $12 million and the utility would be around $1 million. So the total cost would be around $30 million instead of the total project cost that is about like $22 million. Okay. Yes, okay. That's the difference.
It turns out the city of Richmond Hill has its boundary ends, the incorporated portion ends partway up 144. So what would happen is the other, they originally put the whole, I guess they put all of the numbers together mm-hmm. for the entire project. And what they're doing now is splitting it out and showing which part falls within the jurisdiction of this group and which part falls in the unincorporated area, which is going to be a portion picked up, obviously, by GDOT.
It just shows the distinction, that's it.
Maybe GDOT and Bryan County, I guess, will pay for the remainder.
GDOT will pay for the remainder. Yeah. It's see, if you see the federal portion and state portion,
right.
You don't see the local portion. That means the state picks up the match. So the match will come from the state.
The state. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Even for our portion, state still pay the match. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Looking for a motion.
So then I'll move to add the amendments to the fiscal year plan.
Okay.
For the funding.
Add.
Any other questions? All in favor of the motion? Signify by aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now we're down to item four, the election of chairman.
All right, now we have some more candidates for these officers. So the chairperson is who you'll be taking nominations and electing first. As it says attached to the agenda here, the duties of the CAC's chairperson are to arrange and conduct the meetings of the CAC. Staff here, we usually put together a draft agenda and a preliminary agenda, and that's available before the meeting. And if the chairman sees any need to change anything, he can contact us and ask for things to be on the agenda, even if there's something you're aware of that's relevant. Appoint subcommittees if needed to function on behalf of the CAC. Represent the CAC on the core MPO board.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Oh, we have three Tonys now.
Oh, goodness.
Act as official spokesperson for the CAC. So whoever's interested in being the chairperson, you need to be willing to come to an additional board meeting. That's the MPO board meeting, which takes place every other month on the fourth Wednesday at 10 a.m. Or if you can't make some of those, your vice chairperson could possibly fill in, or you could just ask staff to mention your summary. So those are the duties of the chairperson. And for nominations, chair will open the floor, and any of you can nominate yourselves or nominate somebody else. Then the election will follow the nomination.
Is the floor now open?
Well, he will open.
The chairman will open.
Mr. Chairman, you can open the
nominations. Yeah. I was looking to somebody else here. Okay, the nominations are open for the position of chair. Do I hear a nomination?
I nominate our current chair to be our next chairman.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. Is there any other nominations?
Move the nominations be closed.
All in favor of closing nominations, signify by aye.
Well, I think we need a second.
Sir?
We need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. That's what you get for a lawyer. Okay, it's a bit of a
motion to second.
Then move to second to close the nominations. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Voting on the chairman position now. All in favor of myself as chairman, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you. Now the nominations are open for vice chairman. Vice chairman takes over for the chairman in the meeting, takes over when the MPO board meets and issues a report there. So is there any nominations for vice chairman?
Do we have one now, Bob?
Yeah, we have one by name, but he hasn't been here for a year.
Okay.
Do you want it, Tony?
I think either one of these people.
I'm brand new on this board. Are you new also, Chris?
No, he's not new.
He's not new?
Please, sir.
I would say either Chris or Anthony, because we're the new guys.
Somebody make the nomination.
Well, the new guys are the ones that get nominated because they don't know what they're in for.
Well, the vice chair will rarely have to do much.
I got some selling going on here.
Are you interested, Chris?
No objection.
Okay. That's a good answer.
And I nominate Chris.
That's second.
Okay. Is there any other nominations beside Christopher?
Move nominations be closed.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of closing nominations? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now we're voting on the position of vice chairman, Christopher Middleton. All votes say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Did you vote?
Aye.
Oh. It passes unanimously.
How long is this term?
Till next year.
Yeah.
And are we now proceeding under the new board?
Yeah, the new officers will now preside over the rest of this meeting.
is that the new format? Is this the new format for all the new counties and all that for the composition of the board?
Yeah, we've been under the new memorandum of understanding and the new bylaws since last year. So, but it's just, it took a while for Richmond Hill to identify who would be their CSC representative, so he has been appointed starting, and his term starts now.
How about, did I get renewed by the county? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I never heard.
You did?
Okay.
No, wait. I don't think we heard, but as long as they haven't nominated somebody to replace you,
okay.
We consider you still be.
I sent an email to their general email box, but I'll try to contact my commissioner and see what's happening.
And normally, if somebody else is replaced, and they will send us the notice, but since they haven't sent us the notice, so you are still in service.
Okay.
I'll check and make sure that Jessica didn't receive something about your reappointment.
Okay, thanks.
I don't recall seeing it. Bob, were you reappointed officially?
I was reappointed last year for a 3-year term.
Okay.
Okay, now we're down to agency reports, item 4.
I don't believe believe we received questions to answer. Oh, the TIF was moved.
TIF. Yeah.
It had, during an agenda approval, the TIF was moved up to action items. So.
Okay.
So that was that took place. If you have any questions about that, I probably can answer.
Oh. Well, we need minutes, but now we have to.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We jumped over one item there. Going back to item one, the approval of the agenda.
And that was the minutes that we skipped.
Was it the minutes?
Yeah.
Right, because...
yeah, we have a quorum, but two of those are new members.
So oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So we're approval of the minutes from the June 2nd meeting. Any questions? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Tony? Is there a second?
Chris, you're the only one that can second.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor of approval of those minutes, signify by aye.
Aye.
Passes. We're going to get through this today, aren't we? Okay, now we're down to agency reports. There was nothing there arisen.
I did receive a question that we needed to research, so I don't have anything to report.
I didn't receive anything from the citizen.
I want to just make a note that, for the record, that I did attend the hearing for the DOT and for the I-16 widening and the from Lyons Parkway all the way to I-95, and it was a great. I thought it was a great event. It was heavily attended, and the DOT and their consultants did a good job of presenting the project. And I think we're fortunate to have that project come up. It's fast-tracked like crazy. It'll be finished in, we started in 2018, finished in 2020.
Yeah.
So that's incredibly fast for a project that just wasn't even really on the books before, you know, for any length of time. And I think that's part due to the port, part due to the state, and they're, you know, they're obviously recognizing the need to improve that roadway. But it was a good meeting, was well attended by staff, and you know, I'm looking forward to more updates on that project.
Yeah. And then Tony and I both commented that they need to make some improvements on the I-16, I-516 in the change. So we all made the comments over there.
Yes, there is going to be still a little bit too bottlenecked from the design, because so much traffic is going to be coming east. Well, both ways, really, because you're going to have the port traffic coming up from Lyons Parkway north, you know, from the river. Because if you go, I mean, you get off on Augusta Avenue, the first exit, and what's there? A gate to the port. So it's very close, and you can bet you there'll be a lot of trucks coming from that direction. So we did make that comment that we thought they ought to revisit, you know, that part of it. But otherwise, it looked good. They're going to be taking most of their widening out of the median, because there's so much median. So didn't you think it was a good one to go to? It was a good.
Yeah, I think the attendance, while we were there, they told us the attendance that there was around 200.
I was there the first morning. Right. They had it, and it was well attended.
Yeah.
With the big drawings they have up there, they had half a dozen people in front of each one. And you could ask them questions. It was interesting to see the mix of people that were there, including a half dozen of contractors who wanted to know, how can I get on this? But it's going to be a design and build project, as I understand. So it was very, very informative. Plus the Savannah News did a good job of it too, showing the drawings that it's going to happen at 16 and 95 with that loop. It's kind of hard to imagine those two big loops there, but it's going to be interesting.
I'd like for y'all to keep us abreast of that project because it's a very important one.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Any other comments from anybody? Okay, any other business? Public comments. Open for any public comments. Going, gone. Well, we've got two new members of the committee tonight. It's going to be easy to remember names, because now of the five that are here, three of them are named Tony.
Good name.
Start referring to you by your last name.
That's right.
Thank you for
Tony from Richmond Hill down here. Sardinus, is it?
Sardinus, yeah.
Sardinus.
Very good.
And from... from the city of Savannah, Tony Abbott. And Tony Abbott?
No, I'm from the county. I'm from the county.
Oh, county. Yeah.
You can just call us Tony B, Tony A, and Tony S.
That's a good idea.
Are the other cities, are we hitting them up for...
Well, you know, let's see, Port Wentworth, Larry Longo told me he couldn't be here tonight. Effingham County, Dr. Goldwater said she couldn't be here tonight. We sent an email back in spring to the local governments about CAC appointments. So it's, well, you've said yourself about how Pooler feels about it, but.
You know, every NPO board meeting that I attend, that's one of the things that I mention. And while the mayors are there, I try to buttonhole them. But obviously it's not doing much good right now. The next meeting is going to be October 6th. At 5:30 in this room. Do I hear any other comments, questions? Going, gone. Adjourned.